The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking up big rocks on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here with the chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of a crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. There I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I've been working. But I still got so terrible long to go.
Sammy committed Davis.
The crime, Lord, of needin'.
Oh, yeah.
Crime of being colored and poor. Left the grocery store man a bleedin' when he caught me robbing his store. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it, cause I'm working.
Sammy Davis Jr. right there. Great guy. Sweetheart of a man. Probably. And you know me. Loving Frank Sinatra. And loving certainly Dean Martin. And appreciating all the talent in the entertainment industry. I tell you, Sammy was probably the most talented of all. Great actor, singer, dancer. And one of the sweetest guys you'd ever meet in your life. Joe on the radio, 606 on AM 970. The Answer, happy radio day. Happy National Radio Day. So this is really kind of wild for me because, you know, I went to school and I couldn't get in anywhere else. You know that. And then I back-ended into doing radio television down in Florida. And I went to a little school that had a great radio program, four radio stations, one huge radio station. And I learned, and here we are, full circle. So, and then I got a nice note from Glenn Shuck, our buddy, you know, over at Wins. And he says, great to have you part of the radio family in New York. And then I got Sid and Bernie busting my chops about stealing spoons at WABC. That was so funny, you know, and I'm just honored to be over there with certainly Mr. Katsimatidis and Margo, and always indebted to my bosses here, Mr. Crowley, who brought us in, and Phil Boyce and Salem Media, you know, because we're all in this together in radio. It's and I'll tell you, I am enjoying it, and I'm proud. You know what? We're the number one market in the world, and I'm honored to know Wayne Cabot as a buddy down the street where I live. And just good people having a good time, appreciating you being there, still listening to radio. Oh, radio's dead. Well, you know, not so much, you know. And now we're going to do the Tunnel to Towers, and we're going to be with Jim Kerr is going to be out there with his team. So it's a great, 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 great family in New York of radio. Very, very proud to be here. Boomer, of course, my buddy Boomer. But there is a sense of responsibility when you come before the microphone. And I don't know that I would have known that if I didn't go to school for it. And it sounds funny, you went to school for radio, Joe, really? This is how you talk on the radio. No, but, you know, they taught us, I tell you, I saw one of my professors on Facebook or something, and I still remember what the professor said. There wasn't like a political agenda back in the day, you know, when I went to school in the 70s. It was like responsibility and objectivity and doing it in a way that you're speaking the truth, you know. So then I'm watching what's unfolding in the media over the last year and a half, last couple years, and I'm shaking my head, and this is why I get so fired up every morning, because you're lied to. There's no consequences if you don't report the news properly. I remember back in the day, they would tell us in school, there's the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and you have to adhere and you have to sign up to go along the guidelines of the FCC. because you could break the law. They were so strict in school where they told me that. Now you can lie on social media, has no guidelines. They could say what they want. We don't know what's real. I don't know what's real. Now, just as an aside, just for a second, I saw the British paratroopers paratrooping into Kabul to get out British citizens. We are leaving our Americans there. There's no plan from the State Department. There's no plan from the Department of Defense in the United States of America under this regime to go save Americans. We don't know. How many Americans are there? We're not sure. How they don't know. And yet the good folks of Britain care enough about their citizens, they're parachuting in. I thought it was fake news. I said, no, that can't be happening. We can't be so delinquent as a country that we can't protect our allies. That's exactly what's happening. We've deserted our allies, and you know, even worse, we've deserted our own people in Afghanistan. People can't get out. You can't. Oh, if you get to the airport, we're going to get you out. You can't. You got to go in, and we should be. I cannot for the life of me. Anyway, it goes back to responsibility on the radio. And the press has not been responsible in reporting this, what's happening. There's still, I see some of the press dealing with the truth with this disaster, this humanitarian disaster. They won't touch the border, and I don't understand why they won't touch the border. They won't touch the crime. They won't touch the anti-American rhetoric that is trying to tear down this country, in my opinion. And you notice I always say my opinion, and I could be wrong. I could be an absolute crazy, conspiratorial wacko. I mean, really, I'll say it right there. It could be all nuts. I don't think so, and I'm going to tell you what I think, but I'm telling you what I think is my opinion and not necessarily, the law. But I'm going to tell you what it is. Also, where the press was incredibly irresponsible, in my opinion, was during the virus. And I think, and this is a very dramatic statement to make, that the press is responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths from this Wuhan virus. And, oh, you can't call it the Wuhan virus. I just did. Then you could call it the CCP virus. It comes from the Communist Party at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. How do I know? Because of my college education, I learned you have to speak the truth on the radio. And if you're going to do that, you have to layer it back and layer it back again and check and recheck and triple check and see if it's the news. And all of the evidence points to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Otherwise, I wouldn't even tell you, because I'm not going to be inflammatory. That I don't want to be. So now the press goes out and tells you about the virus. We have no medicine. The past president is crazy because he's saying maybe you have medicine, and they vilified him. Meantime, people died because we had treatment. You know that treatment then they're using now. And we could have, that was a year and a half ago. Is the press culpable of that? And how is the press, when they went after a president, whether you liked him or not, and I know people are just totally obsessed with President Trump. I understand that, you know. But when they go after him and they lie to us about how he's colluding with the Russians, and you and I are going, well, there's no evidence there. And then there is no evidence. They impeach him once, and then they impeach him again, and there's no evidence on anything. They don't apologize. And there's no law. And I thought the FCC would oversee these errant broadcasts, these lies that they spew. So then what you have to do, we're like an underground radio station, man, you know? Hey, it's like, I'll be like the Nightbird, like Allison Steele, WAW, FM. That was like underground radio back in the day, you know, when we used to listen to all the rock and roll on something called FM. Ooh, you know, so maybe we here at Salem and talking the truth like we're talking it's like underground radio. And I feel I'm calm. I feel such a feeling of satisfaction through all this chaos, because you are right. You are right. And what you thought would happen in this presidency is happening. Now you got to go back. And I got to watch what I say, because here you can't speak the truth now. There is no, the First Amendment has been taken away, whether you know it or not. Over the course of the last four or five years, the First Amendment has been taken away. Because layer back on how Biden got into office. Track it. Look at it. In the old days, you would have had John Chancellor do a story on it. You would have had I always say Eric Severide is somebody. Andy Rooney would have covered it. Do you ever notice how they steal an election? Do you ever notice that the guy that's the president you never voted for? Why is that? Why? You know, I can never understand why people are so dumb in politics. Maybe because we didn't elect them. You know, I mean, it's like Andy Rooney was a character, if you remember, 60 Minutes, but he was a great reporter. He was a great reporter. He's a great wartime correspondent. Edward R. Murrow, you know, he would have. And I only know this from studying. I don't even remember watching those guys. I was probably alive, but I don't remember. But, you know, we would study these great reporters, you know, and these great journalists, actually. And then they would speak the truth. So how did Biden end up? You got to go back. Remember, you know, I always try to be solution based. How did he get there? And now I'm going to stop right there, because if I say anything else, we'll be shut down, because you can't question certain things. You can't question the virus. You can't question the election. You can't question it. I don't know what country we're living in anymore. I don't know. And I would think the FCC goes, no, you have freedom of speech. You can say what you want. And apparently not. So I feel on this National Radio Day a sense of responsibility to speak the truth to you. I have too much respect for you to lie to you. I have too much respect to say, well, you know what? I'm a diehard left-wing liberal, and I'm going to tell you how bad Donald Trump was, you know? I mean, I don't have a right to do that. I will tell you, I don't even know what I am anymore, because I you ever know what I mean? I have no identity. I don't identify with the way right wing. I don't identify with the way left wing. I guess I'm right of center. They call Joe, you're a conservative. I guess I'm an American. When I say we have to take the House back. I don't mean we, the Republicans, because Republicans aren't doing anything. I got news for you. No, there's some Republicans doing some things. You have some great Republicans. We like when Marsha Blackburn comes on the show, Steve Scalise comes on the show, you know. We appreciate some of the Republicans stepping up. You hear Tom Cotton going up against this old White House. But me, I just want to do what's best for the country. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican. I'm still going to talk to you. And as a matter of fact, Josh Gottheimer on the show doing a great job. Now, you can't say that, Joe, because he's running in the fifth. He's going to run in the fifth. You're going to lose, Joe. You can't. Aren't you a Republican? I'm going to do what's best for certainly the state of New Jersey and certainly what's best for the United States of America. And we're on the radio, and I'm going to be objective about it. So Josh is going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about what's going on with the congestion tax. There's a Democrat that doesn't like the congestion tax. There's a Democrat who works with Republicans, as it should be, as Tip O'Neill worked with Ronald Reagan. You know what? We're going to speak to keep speaking the truth. Also honored to have Jack Carr with us, 20-year Navy SEAL veteran, New York Times bestselling author. Jack's a good guy. And we're going to see this absolute horror that's happening in Afghanistan. I don't even know where to start. And I don't even know how to tell you. We left $1 billion, maybe $2 billion worth of equipment. This is a ragtag army of vicious killers. You could see the news media, mainstream media is not going to, they're not going to report exactly what's happening in Afghanistan. Look at that. Now you have the Brits parachuting in because America is too weak to save its own, not to mention its allies. And this is impeachable. But what's happening at the border, allowing people in with the virus, strategically placing these illegal aliens in different cities. And I feel for the folks that are coming in. I'm the grandson of immigrants, for crying out loud. You know, but we had to learn. But my grandparents had to learn the language, learn the laws. They were spit on. They were dagos. They were wops. They were guineas. Oh, you greaseball. You garlic eater. Look at disrespectful. We never complained. We never rioted. We never went into form legislation. We never just whined and moaned and used that as a crutch. We just fought and we became American. And to think about the racism that my grandparents had to go through, and then they have a son, and that son joins the United States military and fights in Italy against Mussolini and Hitler. That's America. That's what it's about. Not coming here complaining, oh, we didn't get this, we didn't get that. We didn't get, oh, no, you're a racist now. And then telling us how bad America is. So I couldn't stand. I can't stand when we get this professorial lectures, how bad we are. I know how great we are because I'm living it. I'm living it. And I have parents and I have grandparents who lived it, who helped build this great country. I'll tell you, it's I will continue to speak the truth, and we appreciate you being there more than we can tell you. John Iannarelli's on, a former police officer, retired FBI. We're going to see about this Library of Congress bomb threat. That seems awfully suspicious to me. All of a sudden, they tried to do a diversion, maybe? We'll get into it with Mr. Iannarelli. John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin & Associates. He is the pollster. We're going to see Biden's approval rating after this Afghanistan crisis. You're going to want to hear that. Dr. Paul Lawrence was President Trump's undersecretary for Veterans Affairs. And we're going to see what's going on with the troops, what's going on within Afghanistan. Again, Josh Gottheimer on the show, a congressman good enough to join us. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Look at the show. Lou Dobbs jumps on in the 9 o'clock hour. The great Lou Dobbs, my buddy. And Tom Homan, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. You want to talk about the border? You must listen to Mr. Homan. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. We got a lot to get into. And Susie Cerrone is in. It's gonna be. Let me just do this caveat before we go, Al. There's a lot's going on. Al's taking off 3 days because he has a lot of beer to drink. So he's got that's next week. I'm off next Friday. We go to Oshkosh, baby, and Sheboygan. And so I'm traveling. We're doing shows, and so I'll take Friday and that Monday off. So. But who's here? Joe Sebelius is going to keep the
holding down the fort with Paul Lind and Porky Pig and all the rest.
Porky Pig takes us to traffic. Take us to traffic, Porky.
And now for the roads, Debbie.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Clear sky, 76 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Better news on the FDR. The roadworks cleared on the FDR southbound through the 70s, and a crash on the FDR northbound at 61st Street is gone. Queens, a crash on the Van Wyck south and at Liberty Avenue has been cleared. There's still an accident, though, on the Belt Parkway westbound at Springfield Boulevard. A stall in the right lane of the LIE westbound at the Cross Island. You're backed up from before Community Drive. And a crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan Expressway. That has one lane out. So far, it's not affecting the inbound George 5 for either deck. Inbound Lincoln is 5. Holland 5 from either approach. No issues on the Garden State Parkway. It's even looking good if you're headed down the shore. No problems on the thruway between Westchester and Rockland County. And now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. The foundation is bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen responder families with young children and to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders this year. To honor the fallen, Frank Siller is connecting on foot where America was attacked, the Pentagon, Shanksville, and downtown Manhattan, where he arrives the morning of 9/11. Thanks to your support, towers of light are to fill the sky at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials again this year. People we lost to 9/11 related illnesses are being honored at a ceremony September 12th for the first time, and another first is planned for Veterans Day. Those lost in the war on terror are having their names read aloud. Honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join us for the Safe Money Radio Show Saturday afternoon at 3. You can also call now for your complimentary customized Safe Money Information Kit and 115-page Safe Money Book at 844-751-SAFE. That's 844-751-SAFE. 844-751-7233. The Safe Money Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer. Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
I always listened to radio, too. On this National Radio Day, I would listen. I would drop the kids off. I don't know how I did it. I swear to goodness gracious, it was for many years, you know, and had young children, went through a divorce, so you get had custody of the kids and everything for a while, so sole custody, which means your responsibility, and I would drop them off, and then I would always listen to the radio in between my drop-offs, you know, and because they all went to different schools. I'll write a book, because I'm telling you, if I went through it, you can go through it, and if you're going through a tough time now, I can assure you that you will get through it, you know, so then I would listen to Howard, you know, in the morning, of course, and Don Imus, you know, the late, great Don Imus. And then I listened to John Gambling, you know, who was on AM 970 for a while, you know. And John Gambling, of course, a legend in New York broadcasting. And he would tell me about Rhino Shield. He would tell us about Rhino Shield. But you see, he always had a trick of making you sound like he was talking right to you. You could learn from these radio greats like Mr. Gambling. So that was Jerry Crowley brought Mr. Gambling in, right? So now I would listen to Rhino Shield. And I said, wow, that's great. What a great invention. I would say that, you know, as I'm driving around going to get the next kid, next school, and John would be telling me that Rhino Shield out here. But I never called. You know? And then and I just kept repainting my house for every 3 to 5 years. No, it wasn't even 3 to 5 years. It was even more frequent than that. Then I come to AM 970, and then Mr. Crowley brings in Susan from Rhino Shield. And I meet Susan, and she is spectacular. And she goes, Joe, you should Rhino Shield your house. I go, you know, I'm so busy, maybe I should Rhino Shield my house. And I said, Susan, come on out. She came out. I'll never forget. I came home, and I made an appointment. She was there waiting for me. I had all the kids with me, you know. And we all said, we're going to repaint the house. We're going to Rhino Shield it. Comes in, what color do you want? And I told you all this. And we went through the colors. Then one kid wants this. One kid wants that. And so Mikey went out. And he got the, we got the kind of the plum, it's called. So Susan does it. I'm going to tell you, I haven't touched my house since then. This was years ago, by the way. So now that you hear me on the radio, not to compare myself to the great broadcasters of the past, but I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to suggest that you call, because it will save you a lot of years of anguish and having to repaint your house. You get a 25-year guarantee, and here's the number for Susan, 877-744-6608. So if you're leaving the kids off and you're running around, don't let that just go in one ear out the other, right? Like me. 877-744-6608. You'll love Susan. You'll love Rhino Shield. It adheres to anything, and your house looks like new. In my house, I think the real estate value of my home has skyrocketed, and you could do it for your home or your business. How about a free on-the-spot estimate right there from Susan? 877-744-6608. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Susan can offer you today, if you call, 877-744-6608. No payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It is Friday. It is August 20th, 2021. Look at this. My kid's starting school already next week. You can believe that. We're going back. They are masking up. My 16-year-old, I said, honey, you're going to wear the mask. I think they're mandating it in Jersey. Albert, good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Porky, good morning,
Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, hello.
We have Mel Blanc as a sidekick on the radio show. Governor Murphy is mandating masks.
Correct. All kids K through 12, including preschool, must wear
K through 12
must wear masks.
So even though that the statistics don't show that it stops the virus, that it can stop the virus, that it doesn't help, and also the incidence of this virus with young children is very, very low. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to put the curse on it or anything. But I said to my 16-year-old, you can wear a mask. She goes, Dad, I'd wear a mask anyway. I'm wearing a mask that. So enough said for
my son. Same way. He's fully vaccinated, but he's wearing a mask anyway. He's fine with that. But here's the thing. It's a couple of different things. So we're finding that the Delta variant is infecting children. We're finding also that a lot of schools can't socially distance, right? They can't spread apart that much. A lot of class sizes are big, especially in places like Newark and Jersey City and those areas where it's more densely populated. Yeah. But it's also the teachers, too, right? So if if a kid gets it and passes it on to the teacher, and then the teacher goes home. Now, they're talking about mandating that all teachers be vaccinated in New Jersey in order to continue to work. Whether or not that goes through or not, I have no idea. Obviously, the NJEA is a very strong influence on Governor Murphy. So we don't know if they're going to back that, if Murphy is going to make that a condition. We've seen other states doing that as well. So who knows what's going to happen here?
Let me thank you, Al. I you don't want to get mad and just go, don't worry, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Because I have to tell you, this, the variance, and you know how I know, because we have the Admiral come on, you know, Jirwar. We have the Admiral Goodenough to come on and tell. And he is very grounded. There's no politics behind. When we talk medicine on this show, there's no politics. Dr. Nicole Sapphire speaks as it is. Nina Radcliffe as well. We're going to tell you exactly how it is. And the one thing I know, there is a variant, and it's very contagious. And then, like now, I have all the kids are home, and I'm having a ball with all the kids. But we're careful being around my mom, and she knows it, and she's not happy about it. But she understands, because her doctor said, you got to be careful, because there's Delta variant, and then there's going to be the Lambda, and there's going to be this different variant. And you got to be careful being around, you know, folks of a certain age, because they can possibly get it. You know what? I don't want to fight that and just go, no, because the stats are so low. But my attitude, better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry, just to be a little careful. This is what gets me upset, is that this government is so inept. Our United States government at this point in time is so inept. We're not finding where the virus came from. How potent can this virus be? How potent can it be? Think about how it came out. Yeah, it slipped out. And then we had all the experts on. And it was Gordon Chang told us, Joe, all the evidence. And Gordon's a very measured, very respected expert on everything regarding China. And his resolve is very calm. So he doesn't push buttons. Even me on the radio, I'll push a button because I know it's going to tick people off, you know. And not tick people off, but I like to talk about, if I say Jesus, I know what I'm saying. You can't say Jesus. Well, I just did, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I like to say that, because it's just people, say that on the radio. Well, I did, and I believe that, and you're going to have to deal with it. But Gordon's more measured and more grown up than I am. Thank you very much. So he tells us that's where the virus came from. We're not looking at it. Where's that 90-day observation of where the virus came from? This is why this administration is such a big fail. It's time to remove Joe Biden, walk him off the world stage. But look what you got next. It's worse that you got next. And they know that. And I think they planned this. So now my point is this. If this virus is so virulent, that it is so strong, that it can go from this Wuhan Institute of Virology, that it could sneak out. President Trump blocks it from coming in on the West Coast. He blocks it. Then they send it around to Europe. They sent it to, and you look at what they did. They're not paying for everything. We're trying to come up with an infrastructure package. Remember that? Where is that? All that should come from communist China. There should be a consequence. There's no consequence. There's no consequence. What's happening in Afghanistan? The Taliban, they're running rampant. They're taking Black Hawk helicopters. They're taking weapons. There's no consequence. We're letting it go. Who's in charge? Someone's got to step in. And this is why a man like President Trump gets elected, so you know. You're obsessed with hate. And if you're obsessed with that much hate for President Trump, then you got a problem with yourself. Let me tell you something. Because I could watch Joe Biden and I could see how inept he is. And I say to myself early on, and I said it on the air, you know, I kind of like the guy. I met President Biden. He was Senator Biden, whatever he was. And I liked him, and I met him, and he was a good guy. He wasn't very smart. You could see he was just a typical politician, just danced around. But I rather liked Joe Biden. Now it's a danger, because his cognitive, first of all, I think cognitive failure or not, we were warned by the experts that Joe Biden didn't have the mental acumen to be president. And we're seeing that now. Now it's dangerous. Now he's in there. And now the country, they won't investigate where the virus is coming from. So when there's a variant, how powerful. It leads me to think that indeed some people say it's a, I don't want to use the word bioweapon because you sound like a wacko, but I think maybe they came up with this virus. How is it so strong? The molecular structure of this COVID-19 virus. How is it? It won't go away. It's not going away. And even the flu will go away. There are different strains, but it doesn't kill people. And that's another thing. They go, well, if you leave it alone, you can't leave it alone. And you can hear people say, oh, the virus, it's just a virus. And the stats are very, very low. I've seen the insidious, vicious, and evil nature of this virus. You know how? Because I've had friends who died. They were doing good living with, something wrong, like underlying illnesses. But once that virus got a hold of my friends, and we all know people like that, once the virus got in, it was a killer. And I don't know how that happens naturally. You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm objective enough to say maybe I sound crazy, but I don't know how that happens naturally. I really don't know. It's like it won't go away. Another virus. Then there's a lambda virus. Remember Admiral Greerwald? He said, Joe, get ready. You better learn your Greek alphabet because there's going to be a lot of variants. So maybe you wear the mask. You got to take the vaccine. They don't want to take the vaccine. I took the vaccine. I'm taking the booster. I don't care. You got something else? Bring it on. You know, it came from the last administration. It did not come from this administration. And that gives me a sense of confidence. Hey, we got a lot to get into today on this National Radio Day. Jack Carr is going to join us. And John McLaughlin is going to join us. And John Iannarelli, the former retired FBI agent. Dr. Paul Lawrence, President Trump's undersecretary for Veterans Affairs, will join us. Congressman Gottheimer, Mike Gallagher, Lou Dobbs, Tom Holman. Look at this. This is a radio show. And before we break on our intimate hour here, so I got all the kids, and Joey is staying with me. He's in here. So we're having a ball. And then Michael brings the band over to the house. He's in the garage. He's in the garage. We got truly a garage band. And we're all going to Oshkosh next week. This is going to be fun. Now, today, right after the show, I have a rehearsal for what? For the Tunnel to Towers show. That's going to be at Jones Beach Saturday night. This is going to be big. And G.E. Smith and Paul Schaefer is in the band, some great musicians. And they said, Joe, could you come over? And this was yesterday. So I'm going to run over, and we're going to go and do a rehearsal. And then on Saturday, we're all going. I'm going to take my boys with me, and we're going to go. See, Steve Miller's going to be there. Journey's going to be there. This is going to be a great show. John Fogerty's going to be there. Wyclef Jean is going to be there. How cool is that? So it's going to be Jax is there. He's a great talent in her own right from Staten Island. So this is going to be the Never Forget concert. And I know there's a big one in Central Park. I like when you're going and there's an impetus. I like when they say, this is the open up NYC concert, but show your papers. Show your papers. We are open, but you will show your vaccination papers. See, that to me is too much at this point, you know? Welcome. Open up NYC. Show me your papers or you will not be allowed in the concert. You know? I said, where's Colonel Klink? We need Colonel Klink around now. It's just like, but de Blasio reminds me of the Colonel Klink a little bit, actually, you know? Oh, gosh. Hey, Joe on the radio, and give us a call if you want, 877-970-2999. Got a lot to get into today, and we're just getting started. Al's got the headline news for you, live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD officers and a Good Samaritan are heroes after rescuing a man who fell onto the subway tracks in the Bronx on Thursday. It was just prior to noon at the 149th Street station when 60-year-old Jesse Branch, who was waiting for a train on the southbound 2 and 5 platform, had a seizure and lost consciousness, landing face first down below. Officer Lupen Lopez immediately jumped into action, followed by a civilian, while two other officers signaled distress to the train driver. A Branch has several broken ribs, along with a bone in his left arm. Floodgates and the raising of thousands of homes could be in store for the Jersey Shore to help protect it from future storms. A report released yesterday by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection suggests a $16 billion construction plan that would include massive gates at the Manasquan, Barnegat, and Great Egg Harbor inlets that would close when threatened by major flooding. The report also recommends cross-bay barriers and the elevation of up to 18,000 buildings in vulnerable coastal areas. A Rutgers University study shows that there's an 83% chance the sea level along the Jersey Shore will rise 11 inches by 2050. Public hearings on the project will be held September 20th and 21st. In sports, Yankees continue to roll. They extended their winning streak to a season-high 7 games after taking last night's series opener against the Twins by the final of 7-5. Mets dropped the opening game of their 4-game set with the Dodgers 4-1. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Good morning. Clear sky, 76 already in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Crash on the Bell Parkway westbound at Springfield Boulevard, blocking a lane. And a stall on the LIE westbound at the Cross Island. It's in the right lane. You've got delays from before Community Drive in Nassau County. And a crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan still has one lane out, but luckily it's still pretty light, so it's really not affecting the inbound George 5 for either deck 5 at the Lincoln, 5 at the Holland. No issues on the Garden State Parkway through Central or North Jersey. Headed down the shore, Parkway traffic in good shape southbound. No problems on the thruway in either direction between Westchester and Rockland County. And taking a look at your forecast today, cloudy, maybe a spotty shower this afternoon, humid with a high of 83. Tonight, cloudy, a stray shower, 73 in the city. Saturday, mostly cloudy and 84. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Michaels of Brooklyn, here's the number. Oh, look at this Friday. Happy Friday. Here's the number for Michaels of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Ooh, Friday night at Michael's of Brooklyn. How good does that sound? Fred is there and Johnny's there and Mary Ann. And you will see Michael himself over there. Now, you could join the Sauce of the Month Club, sure. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, sure. As you listen around the country, you can go to your supermarket and you could pick up Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, the best sauce. And everybody says it. It really is. Even my mom will even hear that. Remember, you know, we don't buy jarred sauce. Well, let me tell you, you got to try Michael's of Brooklyn. It's spectacular, and it's as close to the real thing as you will get. I'm telling you right now, homemade. Homemade where? Oh, right there, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, and that's where the restaurant is. So if you get a chance to go, you got the meal. You can have the meal of a lifetime. You'll feel the ambiance of a good Italian restaurant, the authenticity of the great Italian-American heritage. You know, it's right there. And right there in Brooklyn, and everybody who serves you is great. The folks who go there are great. And you know, then I asked Fred at Michael's of Brooklyn. I said to Fred, I always say to him, look at this. Look what you created here. And you know, he shakes his head. He goes, oh, you know, we're just doing what we do. It really is. It's just like who they are. It's the good, the Cacace family, you know, starting with Fred's dad, who just, and they carry on that legacy. And you'll feel it when you're there, not to mention the spectacular made-from-scratch cuisine at Michael's of Brooklyn. Here's the number, 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
So my son, my big son, Joey, says, Dad, I'm going to go for a run. And I go, oh, yeah, I should go for a bike. So now I remember when Joey was just a kid, just a little baby. And we were in Alpine, New Jersey. And I was teaching him how to ride a bike, right? And that was what, and that great feeling as a parent when you see your kid balancing themselves on the bike, you know, as they go. How great is that, right? And then Joey would ride his bike, and I would like go jogging back then, back in the day. Well, the tables have turned. So I said, Joey, you running? You running? He goes, I'm running. So I go, good, I'm going to get on my bike. So I got my mountain bike out, and Joey and I went for a little jaunt, you know. And we went up and down the hills of Hunterdon out in New Jersey. And Joey's like, he's such a monster. Meantime, I do a couple miles, whatever it is. I go, hey, this is great, isn't it, Joey? He goes, yeah, Dad, I'm going to go on for another 10 miles. Do you mind? You go ahead, son. I'll get back to the house. I'll start dinner, you know. But the fact that I could do it at all, I attribute a lot of that to relief factor. And I tell you, I'm not just saying that just to get into a quote-unquote commercial, because with relief factor, you got at my age, you get the little nick in your lower back. You get your knee. You get your shoulder. You know what I'm talking about. Neck pain, right? Since I've been taking relief factor, I'm able to do the things I want to do with my children. And if you want to do things with your kids or I keep having children, you may have grandchildren, but for me, they're children, and I still run around with them, going swimming, doing everything I can do, and I attribute that by the grace of God, certainly, but by taking relief factor. So where are we now with yourself? And you got the pain, and you're not getting around. You get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's all at $19.95. To see if you're able to be active with your kids or your grandkids. Are you kidding me? 3-week quick starts, only $19.95. It'll be at your house in a couple of days. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, it worked in 5 days. 5 days. And then my commercial popped up on with Joey. He goes, hey, Dad, check it out. I said, oh, that's me. Yeah. And so I said, yeah, you know, it's great to be able to go on television, come on the radio, and tell you how you can make your life better. And I believe that you can with Relief Factor. Just try it. Try the 3-week quick start, all right? Here you go. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 646. Let me go to Nicholas on the line waiting. Good morning, Nicholas. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. Good morning, buddy. Hey, everybody on the station. I was just driving in today.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe, I can't get over how bad Joe messed everything up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like we were projected to do so well.
Yeah.
And then our country went into scandal, and we're the only country in the world like this, and it's not apparent that all this evil is happening all the same time everywhere around us. That we can't wait till 2024, Joe. We need a plan.
Yeah. So Nicholas, what do you think? Because you can't, if you impeach President Biden, and he's really putting us at safety, and has at least two impeachable offenses that I could think of. What you got, Kamala next? What, right? We got to. Is she going to be worse than Biden is, Nicholas?
Yeah, Joe. I mean, unfortunately, I'm proud to see how right we were.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's right, brother. Hey, Nicholas, thanks for listening in the morning. We all send our best to you, and we appreciate you checking in with us. But, you know, I always think, what's the positive? And, Nicholas, you're absolutely right. What's the positive, man? You got to say, we were right. You Trump people? No. We Americans. We the people. Because if you put in, and this is what puzzles me, why the Democrats, they knew they were going to listen, whatever they did with the election, they did. And it was brilliant. You cannot deny that it was brilliant. It was brilliant. They beat us, those of us who believe in America, at our own game. We thought, sadly, we thought if you show up to vote, that's how you get people elected. Nah, not so much. Not so much. They had Zuckerberg. How in the name of God? When I was talking about the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, how do they allow Zuckerberg to give $400 million to all the swing states so they can go out and give it to Stacey Abrams and everybody? How is that legal? How can somebody come in and just infuse cash and then you don't trace it, you know? And nobody in the press follows it, for crying out loud, you know? So now we knew it, but why didn't the Democrats go, you know, I don't think Joe can handle this. This is, I'm talking about whoever was running it, whoever's running the show now, whoever's running it before the election, whoever came up with this incredible plan and that we will find out about in years to come. By the way, and then just hold this thought for a second. I know we're going to break in a second. Who killed JFK? That's all I got to say. We still don't know. And they still got documents that they will not release. Why won't they release them? You know what happened. I know what happened. And it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm sorry. I didn't buy it from day one. I didn't buy it. And I was in seventh grade. Rest JFK's soul. You know? So now, will we ever find out what's happened in the 2020 election? I mean, I'm hoping because there's so many news outlets. But why didn't the Democrats go, you know, I don't think Joe is going to make it. They could have picked. I think Bernie Sanders. I know he's a communist, but he would have been better. Because you know why? Because they didn't think Bernie was at all electable. Then I said they should have gone to Tulsi Gabbard because I think she was really electable. A major in the United States military, a smart gal, shot down Kamala in the debates. She was great. Why didn't they pick Tulsi Gabbard? Would have been so much more, in my opinion, as a Democrat, qualified. Why'd they go to Biden? I guess Clyburn came in, right? And he had the black vote. I guess they could get that. There's things that hopefully we'll find out one day. But all these years after JFK, you know, we still don't know what happened because they won't release it. But I am puzzled, Nicholas, to your point, how this man is president and why they would pick him, because it is not only an abject failure, it is now creating a danger to the United States of America. Let me go to Scott in Detroit. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling in from Michigan. What are you thinking about all this, my friend?
Yeah, I wanted to add to what Nicholas said. We definitely can't wait until 2024. We've got a majority of governors, like 25 or 30 of the governors are Republicans, and they've got to start working in concert to defy Joe Biden. Tell him we work in concert to stand up for the Constitution against this, stand up for the Constitution and just tell Joe Biden on every one of these unconstitutional issues, we are not going to let you Afghanistan our state. You know, we're not going to let you Afghanistan Florida. We're not going to let you Afghanistan Texas.
Well, Scott, right on the money, brother. Great. I love that. Afghanistan as a verb. Don't Afghanistan us. You heard it. That's Scott from Michigan, from Detroit, man. Give him credit. Joe, you got to put that out. I want to see a meme. Joe, don't Afghanistan America. I love it. This is why I love doing this show. Are you kidding me? Got great folks like Scott and Nicholas checking in, and you kind enough to listen. And listen, we got Susie on the roads right now, back in New York, checking out traffic, live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Clear sky, 76 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Uh-oh. That accident on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan Expressway, well, now it has two lanes out, and that's causing delays at the inbound George 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. Meanwhile, it's only 5 at the Lincoln or at the Holland Tunnel heading into the city. Now there's a box truck on the FDR south and at 96th Street. The right lane is out. You're backed up from the RFK Triborough Bridge. In Queens, a crash on the Bell Parkway westbound at Springfield Boulevard is gone, and the stall on the LIE westbound near the Cross Island, it's off onto the shoulder. Now on the LIE eastbound by Little Neck Parkway, that is a stall in the left lane. No issues right now on the Garden State Parkway. Pretty bad accident, though, in New Jersey. Route 23 northbound at 287, that's an overturned car, one lane out. No issues on the New York State Thruway, north or southbound, Westchester, Rockland, or Orange County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Joe.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy and humid today. A shower or two around, high 83. Mostly cloudy, warm and sticky tonight. There can be a shower, low 73. For tomorrow, clouds, a few sunny breaks, warm but humid with a couple of showers. There can even be a stray afternoon thunderstorm, high 83. For Sunday, cloudy, breezy and humid with some showers in the area, high 80. Henri will likely bring steadier and heavier rains and stronger winds to Long Island Sunday and into a part of Sunday night. Throughout the weekend, watch for rough surf and dangerous rip currents along with some coastal flooding. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio telling about Route 22 Toyota. Talking about family, we're talking about National Radio Day today, and we're so proud to have Route 22 Toyota with us. Alex Kinsella and his team over there will take care of you at the state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey. You want your car serviced, whatever you need, no matter what you're driving. I remember I told you I called Iggy. I can't get that. I had a General Motors car at the time, and I said, I couldn't find the part. Remember, I told you that. Iggy found it at Route 22 Toyota. Oh, yes, he did. and that's how I got my part. So you need your car serviced. You got to check out the state-of-the-art service facility right there at Route 22 Toyota. Now, if you're going to buy a car, you got to follow what Al has done and what my buddy Captain Frank has done for his friends, for his family, for himself, for my sister Carol. They all went to talk to Alex. What could you do for me? And Alex has these great deals, 0% interest up to 5 years. You get 0% APR financing up to 60 months, all for qualified buyers. But you could start here with this number. This is what we have for the Piscopo show here. So you call, you say, I heard you on Joe's show, and what could you do for me? And they're going to know exactly what you're talking about. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive, and Alex and the team and Iggy at Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases, and you won't have to deal with dummies. It's a smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Joe Sebelius in producing for us. Big Al Gattulo at the news desk. And Susie Cerone's in for Debbie Duhame. Jack Carr is coming up. Jack is a 20-year Navy SEAL veteran, a New York Times bestselling author. And we're going to talk about the Taliban taking over Afghanistan. And Scott from Detroit, we got to remember that. Thank you, brother. That's right. Joe Biden, don't Afghanistan America. That is the campaign. And by the way, the folks that call in, whether it's Scott, or you're calling in from Detroit, or you're calling in from Nashville, or you're in New York, wherever you are, it is time to join together to go up against this false, in my opinion, it's like a false presidency, because this guy has no idea what he's doing. They don't know. There's amateurs. You see some of these people, the National Security Advisor, the military people under this administration. It is time we join together and we stay together. And you know what our end result is? A stronger America. We love this country. John McLaughlin will join us. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, Lou Dobbs, Tom Homan, all on the Piscopo Show. And we're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.